Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good morning and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my TV review. And I'm reviewing another Korean TV series as opposed to a Korean movie. Most of you know I love these revenge type drama-laden Korean movies and TV series, so I take the time to check them out. But the one that I'm looking at now is called Stranger. It's on Netflix, Stranger, but it goes also in the name of Forest of Secrets. So it's a really, really, really interesting series that I actually started looking at. It came up on my queue and I was like, so what is this all about? So this is what I got from it, and it's from South Korean television series. It's prosecutor Hwang Si-mok, who is a child, lost his ability to feel empathy, joins a police lieutenant to try to uncover the true identity of a serial killer. While looking into the case, he must fight rampant corruption within the police department and continuous undermines the investigation. Si-mok vows to find a perpetrator within 2 months, but rumors about his violent nature pop up and lead to questions about his ability to lead the case. And he eventually sets out to meet the person who he believes is the real murderer. So, kind of interesting. When I read that and then I saw a couple of little previews, I was like, this seems to be pretty interesting. But what made it the most interesting is the fact that the guy was emotionless. You know, what you find is, as a child, he had an operation to stop having these emotional outbursts. He was having like ringing in his ears, pain in his head, and they took away a portion of his brain. So as they took away a portion of his brain, it took away a lot of the empathy and emotions that he had. So whenever he did things, he was like straight to the point. It was like, yeah, my mother just died. Okay, have a good day. Thank you. And it was like he was so cold, but he played it so well. So as an actor, he was fantastic in that. I think it's, you know, you got to forgive me. I don't know Korean, so I'm trying to say the names properly, but it's Sing-woo Chu, that's the actual main actor. And what made this really good too for me was he was, this show actually did really, really well. It came out in Korea and it aired on Saturdays and Sundays, so it was two, because it's 16 episodes on it, 16. It came out through June 10th to July 30th. And Netflix brought every series for about $200,000 per episode. So think about that cost right there. But very, very good. And it won a lot of awards too. Korean awards, because it was a Korean show. It was in 2017, it won first the Seoul Awards. So it won the grand prize for drama. It was nominated for Best Actor and Best New Actress. And then it won the 54th Baeksan Arts Award in 2018. It won the grand prize for television, the Best Actor, and Best Screenplay. So, as even though it was 16 episodes, it was so engaging, because what it did, it started from a crime that occurred, that a guy was killed. And you see the attorney show up to question some people, and this guy was killed. And then he started following those leads. And then as you see throughout the series, there's the corruption in the government. There's a corruption in the judicial system. There's a corruption with bribes and prostitution and so many different things. But it it revolved around two people. And I didn't get into the second person yet, but the second person, she's a really great actress. Her real name is Duna Bay. And I'm hope I'm saying that right. But Duna Bay. So Duna Bay showed up in a lot of great series that I actually really, really enjoyed. She played in a movie called The Host that was done by one of my favorite directors. Or actually, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. That was Chan-Wook Park. He has a whole bunch of series of revenge movies that are so amazing. If you watch those, he's just an amazing, really, director. And then she played on the movie The Host. And that director is Jun-Ho Bong, which he's a really great. He did a couple of ones that I actually seen, too. If his most recent one, if you saw on Netflix, was Okja, with this big pig type thing, which was a really emotional movie. But one of his amazing movies was Snowpiercer. That was his, I think, American debut movie, with the train where the rich was on one end and then the poor was in the bag, and the poor was trying to get to the front to say, how can we get fed or eat or live that life. He also, Memories of Murder and Mother, those were two of my other good ones. So these great, great, and I'm saying great because I can't wait for them to come back out with something new. But Duna Bay, she did some of the American movies, which was Cloud Atlas, and she was in the series Sense 8. On Netflix as well. So you can see her acting and her emotions all over her face. And she shows so much, sadness and joy and playfulness. She's a painted picture of how someone can show you emotion at any given moment. So she is an amazing actress. So if you get to see her in some of the movies that I actually listed, and especially those directors, you will be totally into it. But back to Strangers / Forest of Secrets. So what I enjoyed on the end, they had a lot of good supporting characters in here. So there was so many good characters that you enjoyed and some of them that you kind of hated. And then you realize, wait a minute, you know, I hated this guy, but he had a bigger purpose about him. He one of the chief prosecutors, it looked like he was in a blackmail scheme that they were sending women, the prostitution thing, they were sending women up to these high officials so they can bribe them to get favors and things like that. And he was getting caught up in that. But he was a great, great actor. I'm trying to find what his name was. But when he shows up, it's Jae Myung Yoo, he played Lee Chang Jun in it. I think Prosecutor Lee, and his wife played such a, you know, she was almost creepy, but she was the epitome of a beautiful executive wife who father is a big time executive, and they were rich, and he married into the rich family. But he was a really great prosecutor until he really moved up into the head prosecution things. But he was one of the centers around there. And then there was people that was there with the corruption with the judicial system that came out, and you try to look at and find who is involved in who. And you gotta follow so many different storylines. But the storylines kind of just came right behind each other. And it's kind of hard for me because, you know, I don't remember all the names. Or if I do remember the names, I'll be saying them so incorrectly. But there was a lot of corrupt judicial prosecutors that was playing off each other. And then you got the blue group. And then you got the red group. And then you got the cops. And what Duna Bay, she was part of, she was a lieutenant with the investigation and the homicide squad. And she was finding out that, you know, even though she had her moral values was higher, there were people that didn't believe in that as well. But the series gets into the way she sees things, and the series get into the way the main actor, Huang Shimak, the way he saw things. And when you look at that, the storyline is so methodical. It goes through it. And then when you think, oh, that's the guy that we know is the killer, it's not the killer, but you don't get frustrated like, oh, that's some BS. It don't go to that. You kind of say, wow, that was clever. It led you down a road, but then it changed up and then they added some other things. But as you go through the characters, and then they get into the corruption of the big businesses that pay off people to put people in place in order to actually get favors and in order to get contracts, in order to work internationally. And it was, to me, it was so good when you find out that, you know, the South Korean business people were dealing with, you know, people in Europe, and they was dealing with the Japanese, but they was getting government money in order to get these contracts, but then funneling it to some other country in Eastern Europe, so they can kind of make the money look phony, but they make billions of dollars on that. So that corruption from top to bottom, and then you got these regular prosecutors that's going around and trying to get the information, and then you got the hierarchy that's kind of pushing them down or moving them into different positions to say you can't, you know, turn the apple cart. And they didn't want anything to move, but the people who had a moral compass about themselves stayed and said, you know, I will help, or I don't like this guy, but what he is standing for is the righteousness or what's right and what's wrong, and how do we represent our country loyally in the right way. And it went into so many different ways of seeing who does things right in one way. Some people accounting for what they do right and what they do wrong. And it just wound up to be such a great series. But again, I say the most negative thing about it is 16 episodes. So it's pretty long, and it builds up so you can understand the bigger picture of the corruption, and somehow it shows the bigger picture of the corruption, but you find that some people that's involved in the corruption actually was setting up the people to show them, how do I change the way corruption is, and they move people to say, this is what has to be done and this is what's not. But all throughout that, the main prosecutor, Hume, he just had such a way about him that was so interesting, because he was emotionless and he played that all throughout that. And you can see that he didn't even understand what kind of emotion he should have had. You know, when people say things that he should smile about, he didn't smile. His things were sad and you needed to show them some empathy. He couldn't do that. And you kind of like, whoa, this dude is so cold. But the lieutenant, Duna Bay, or Hong Yu Jin, she was like his best friend. So they hung out and she took care of him. She looked after him. She looked at some things to ensure that he was taken care of and made people say, hey, leave him alone. I mean, he's doing a good job. Or when she found out that he had this operation, she kind of put some people aside. And one of the other good things was he wound up coming on the Korean TV and told people, I will find the killer in 2 months. And when he said, if I don't find him in 2 months, I'll resign or whatever. And he put a deadline on not just himself, but he put a deadline out in public so the judicial system will keep him in place. So if he got closer to the corruption of the other people, then what would happen is, he said the public outcry was, hey, why did y'all take him off? So he set that up really, really well. But there was so many people caught up in the corruption, like the head of the police squad. There was people that was one of the heads in the prosecuting office that was involved in a lot of the scandals and things. And he was going after them, not just the person who got killed. And in between there was additional killings that was going on. And they didn't realize, like, what is all these killers going on? It's one serial killer that's killing all of these people. And it was so weird. It was weird. And then what they did was they allowed Hume to have a special prosecuting squad. And one of the things that he did was one of the prosecutors inside of where he worked was investigating him and gave some information that said that he was actually having problems and he was fighting people while he was in school and he had some emotional problems, and he put that out. But he was like, I'm going to pick him to be there, you know, so keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And then he had a really great, diverse amount of people that was in there. And then as he did that, you still wasn't sure who was the real people that was going on in there and or who was involved in a lot of that stuff. But they gave you a great look to keep you thinking. I mean, you had some ideas, but you didn't have a lot of the other ideas. So it just made it entirely interesting that you was so captivated. You had to keep watching. You had to keep watching. And they told a great story all the way through. So it's worth really taking your time and seeing these. I saw them in increments of maybe 5 and 6 because that was a lot of a lot of shows to see. So I saw, no, I'm going to take that back. I saw 4, and then I came home from work and I saw 1, and then I came home on 1, and then I saw about 5 to 6, and then I came back and maybe saw 2. I took my time, and I really wanted to take my time, especially on the episodes that was really intense, that said, wait a minute, it's going a different direction. I got to really absorb this episode before I move on to the next one. And it made it really, really so good to follow and continue on. But it's a lot, you know, there's a lot. You know, a lot of American shows are really, really long too. But the European and some of the British ones, they're not that long. They have like 6 to 8 that you can indulge in, and then you're done. And then you may not even see that series again. But the good thing about this too is, It ended open-ended, because since they know he's sincere about getting corruption and he doesn't favor anyone left or right, it seems as though he's going to be that guy to chase after the corruption in the country. And the trial, when they actually started arresting certain people, it was still outstanding. So it wasn't finished. And since it wasn't finished, it was kind of like, wow, okay, it's not finished. So what is the end of it? The end of the murders and exposing the corruption from this series ended, but that doesn't mean corruption has ended. So they left that open-ended at the end. And, you know, I'm not going to get to the level of details with it because it's just so many characters in there that were right, wrong, indifferent, faking, chess game between a couple of people of getting enough information and the corruption of these businesses that came and thought they was getting favor from certain people, family corruption and everything. So really, really great. The screenplay, I, you know, you can understand why it won for best screenplay, even though it's a foreign awards. But if it was put in place in anywhere else, I think it would have been critically acclaimed. The average is in about an 8.7, which I definitely say it's high on that end, because that's what they rated it. If you're looking it up, look it up under Stranger TV series on Netflix. But if you're looking at it in general, you may find it under Forest of Secrets with an S at the end. Forest of Secrets. And it was released 2017. So you'll be able to see that. But very, very good series. Very, very good. It's so interesting that I think even if I sat down and watched it again, it would be just as interesting because I probably would catch on and say, oh, this is what he caught. And, you know, because he caught some things that he started, you know, giving information about. And he was wondering, how did he understand that? You know what I mean? But it was fine. It was still good because he was brilliant. He was so brilliant. And I think because he took his he didn't have the emotion to be attached to certain things, he was unbiased in who he was going after. And that helped his investigation, where anybody else would say, oh, well, he's a government official. I don't want to embarrass him. Maybe it's not him. He has a strong family. He didn't have the emotional attachment to actually be thinking and reacting in that way. So it made him the perfect person to go after the corruption for the government. And then he had no family. All he had was his mother and father. But he was kind of like, whatever, you know, they're just my parents. And he just lived alone. And the only other person he dealt with was his best friend, Duna Bay. And it was one young lady, too, that she was pretty much in love with him, but and she wanted him to help her find take revenge under I'm not sure if it's Prosecutor Lee or Head Prosecutor Lee, because she felt that he was involved with setting up her father to be disgraced for taking bribes and things in that matter. And there's a twist on that too, which was, you wouldn't think that would happen in any American TV series. So that was another reason why I enjoyed it too. So lots of great characters in here. So if you get a chance to see it and break it down, just take your time with it, because it will get drawn out. But there's so much information that you gotta pay attention to that's going to build up later on. But if you don't like long, complex type of series, this ain't the one for you, because you'll get bored. And by the time you get bored, you're going to miss the whole premise of the show. And then you're going to miss the excitement of how intelligently you have to break things down to find out where it started, the middle, and how to end it. But very, very good. Anywho, I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, on Fade to Black Cinema. Every Wednesday, you can hit us up and see what we got going. I got a couple of TV series that I'm actually going at right now. So if you get to listen to these, you'll be able to see TV series as well as the movies. It's a kind of slowdown with a lot of movies, so I'm doing some more TV series. But other than that, every Wednesday, and see us on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter, Bougie Black Brother Network on Facebook and YouTube. So if you happen to be on YouTube, it's not a video per se. It's an audio clip that's actually on YouTube. So kind of be prepared for that. If you happen to hang out on YouTube most of the day, you can hit that and listen to the podcast from there. But every download that you can think of, we are on it. I'm trying to find the new ones, because there's some that's overseas that there's a lot of people in Hong Kong that kind of listens to a lot of my podcast. If I spoke Korean, I would have a Korean person kind of translate, because I do see a lot of Korean shows and movies. But and I'll try to have those on here, because I see them enough and I don't give them enough airtime or respect with the review. But I usually see them by myself, so me and Alicia really doesn't do them together. If she does, she just can't keep up with the subtitles. And me, I just got to get the tone and expression of the people. So I have a tendency of just really going with the subtitles. But anywho, we see you next Wednesday on our new name, which is Fade to Black Cinema. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Later.